Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, big issues, big guest, and we are so lucky. During the impeachment inquiry, we got lucky. We got on from the Freedom Caucus in Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks, and we were just taken by the stuff that he's engaged in. He's a great guest. I've heard him all over the place before. Joins us today because he was on Breitbart, and he talked about we can bring the Iranian economy to its knees without boots on the ground. Joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Let's bring in Congressman Brooks. Congressman, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, what have we not done in your view? The president did in the. By the way, I thought this was one of his best speeches. And Trump on the stump, entertaining at the rally, is a good Trump. But this was the buttoned up point by point Trump, and he mentioned more sanctions. So what are we not doing that you think we could do?
Well, I'm not sure that we should or should not be doing these things, but we have a lot of options on the table that should act as deterrents to Iran continuing to be a terrorist nation and killing not only Americans, but also any number of citizens from surrounding countries. We have the military capability of absolutely destroying Iran's economy. And if you destroy a nation's economy, you also destroy their war-making capability. We have the ability to destroy their transmission lines, to destroy their electrical generation facilities, to destroy their oil production, to destroy their refinery capacity. You do those things and a few others, and Iran simply would not have the ability to engage in the kind of terrorist activities that it's engaged in. Now, that's a step up over what has been done, and that is closer to a warlike footing, but it is what we have been known to do when we have engaged in our enemies in the past, whether it be, well, twice with Iraq, with Desert Storm and Desert Shield. And so we have done some of these things in the past, and it's a well-established military strategy going back all the way to the Civil War, where the North destroyed a lot of the South's war-making capabilities, which, of course, resulted in the Southern armies being less capable, which in turn resulted in a faster resolution of that conflict. We did the same thing in World War II with Japan and Germany.
Sure. Exactly. Now, the other thing that's out there from the president's speech yesterday, Congressman, is whether we should be mentioning President Obama at all. And I am in the camp that says yes. Just make sure it's completely accurate. And I think it is accurate to talk about the cash we gave back to them and the added cash we gave them. And also that the deal, I don't think, was something that would negate their race toward a nuclear weapon. So in your view, is it okay to bring up President Obama in all this?
Well, absolutely, on two different levels. First, it's quite clear that the $150-plus billion that the Obama administration gave to Iran has empowered and emboldened Iran to engage in more terrorist activities. They certainly have greater capability because you can buy a lot of weaponry with $150 billion. And so some of those missiles that were fired at American military personnel over the last two or three days, they were undoubtedly paid for directly or indirectly with money that the Obama administration gave to Iran, despite protests that this is exactly what Iran would do with the money. So you've got to keep in mind that issue and how it plays out. Now, one thing I want to emphasize, Iran has been at war with the United States for four decades, going back to when they took over our embassy and held hostage 52 Americans for a long period of time. And since that period of time, they have directly or indirectly killed Americans whenever they have the opportunity to do so, particularly when they're able to do it through their surrogates. And so to argue now that Iran may become more aggressive is silly because they've been aggressive for 40 years. What's happening now is we're fighting back. And I applaud the president for fighting back. We cannot appear to be a weakling in the eyes of an aggressor.
Can you break down now, Nancy Pelosi has to play this card today, the war powers resolution and things related to it. This has been settled before when Democrats were more rational, and I think Joe Biden was sort of the face and architect of giving the president, or recognizing that given the terrorist and how quickly things move, the president has to have ability to strike and defend. So what is your analysis of what's going to happen, I guess, today is the vote on this?
The War Powers Resolution that is being proposed by the socialists in Washington, D.C., is dangerous and risks American lives. It's got a provision in it that allows the president to defend our military personnel. But if you're familiar with football or military strategies, sometimes the best defense is a good offense.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, this War Powers Resolution prevents us from using both defense and offense. We can only use defense to defend our troops when sometimes, some occasions, offense is the best way to defend our troops once they've come under attack. And for the Democrats to say that we cannot use offensive measures until such time as there's been a vote of the United States Congress, that can result in the serious loss of significant American lives in the interim. Let's say, for example, we were to pass this resolution, our enemies know it, and they decide to attack on, say, New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. You then have a significant delay for getting congressmen and senators back to Washington to vote. If it's Christmas Eve, how many flights are there going to be available for our congressmen who are in Alaska or Hawaii or California where they can get back to Washington, D.C. in a timely fashion? How many days will pass or perhaps even weeks will pass before we have enough congressmen and senators in a position to make an informed decision? And in that interim, how many American lives will be lost on the battlefield? So sometimes in today's environment, you have to strike quickly in order to best defend our troops through offensive measures. And the Democrats seem to not understand that concept.
I couldn't agree with you more. One parting area, too. It looks as if Democrats in both the Senate and the House are now pushing Nancy Pelosi to finally give up the articles of impeachment. I saw this on Twitter. I thought it was pretty clever. Nancy Pelosi withholding these articles from Mitch McConnell, and this was a male writing this, Congressman, is like me withholding my phone number from Kate Upton. You can write that one down. Use that in your talking points today on any show you're on. I thought that was pretty
clever.
It is clever. That's exactly what it's right. So are we going to see the articles head over there, say, by Monday or so, I guess?
I suspect that we will at some point, but quite frankly, in my judgment, and I'm an attorney, it does not make any difference.
Right.
The Constitution says that if there is an impeachment, then the Senate shall have a trial. There is no question the congressional record is replete with the votes that we took that established that the House has impeached the president. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that the impeachment document has to be transmitted from the House to the Senate. We've got a congressional record that establishes that the impeachment has occurred, in which case, under the Constitution, it's up to the Senate now to resolve that dispute. Now, we do have House and Senate rules that are to the contrary, that there has to be some kind of transmittal. But if you have a conflict between House and Senate rules on the one hand and the United States Constitution on the other, well, the Constitution prevails.
Yeah,
that's the superior law.
Exactly right.
And so the Senate can handle it even without the transmittal of the documents. And I think that's somewhat consistent with what Lindsey Graham said last night. And what he said last night is the Senate is going to begin their trial next week.
I think that will happen, too. Congressman, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. We love having you on here in Philadelphia.
My pleasure. Keep it up.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.